British Queen has approved Prime Minister Boris Johnson's plan to suspend Parliament. Statement from the official body of advisors to Queen Elizabeth said Parliament will be suspended now from the second week of September all the way through October 14th. Premier has also asked the Queen to recommence Parliament with a speech in mid-October. Johnson says move is aimed at setting out what he calls a bold and ambitious domestic legislative agenda for the renewal of the country after Brexit. Now, this has been met with fierce criticism.
We will do everything we can, and we will join everybody else in doing that. I hosted a meeting of all opposition party leaders yesterday, and we reached an agreement on what we will do next week, and we will continue working together with everyone who wants to prevent this smash and grab against our democracy by the Prime Minister.
Now, earlier, Corbyn said that he'd written a letter to the Queen expressing grave concern about Johnson's plan. House of Commons Speaker John Bercow slammed the move as constitutional outrage. Protesters also gathered outside Parliament, condemning the suspension of the legislative body. Meanwhile, hundreds of thousands of Britons have signed an online petition demanding the Premier ditch the plan. Petition turns into a debatable issue by MPs. Johnson's move means that there will be barely any time for Parliament to pass legislation blocking a no-deal Brexit if he fails to secure a fresh accord with the EU. Premier has reiterated that he'll pull the UK out of the EU on October 31st with or without a deal. And now joining us out of Bristol for one of the stories, Mr. Tony Gosling, investigative journalist. Hey there, Tony. Pleasure to have you back on with us. Now, Tony, this caught a lot of people off guard. Why?
Well, it shouldn't catch anybody off guard because this has been being talked about for at least 6 months. What we've seen in the press here is been a furious backlash against it. Well, everything that happens, which is moving towards Brexit, is met with a furious backlash from the Remainers. Some even call them the Remainiacs, because a democratic decision was made by the British people to leave the EU with or without a deal. And that's what the government is now trying to pursue. Theresa May wasn't serious about it. She allowed the backstop and various other things into the deal with the EU that meant that it was unlikely to be passed. And Parliament should remember that they are the ones that actually blocked the deal that Theresa May argued to go through Parliament. So it's their fault we are where we are. It's very good to see the Privy Council and the Queen approving the proroguing of Parliament in order to force this through, because Parliament has become the problem. They are the problem at the moment, and we have to ask the question, who is sovereign? Is it the people? Is it the Queen, the sovereign, or is it Parliament? Everybody is saying it's them. And actually, it's good to see the Queen and the people agreeing that Brexit has got to happen on the 29th of October, and there's going to be no more delay. We're just going to get it over with and lance the boil, because people in Britain do not want more and more and more discussion about Brexit. We want to get on with our lives.
But Parliament last year, you very well remember, they passed legislation which allows them to have a voice in Brexit. So when you cut them off at the knees up, Tony, I understand what you're saying. You kind of have to do it at this point to get anything done. But at the same time, aren't you cutting out voters and all the constituency that want to have a voice in what the Brexit is going to look like?
Well, the voters have already had a voice, and that has been yes for Brexit. The idea that they're trying to now represent various different voices within the country is really just the parliamentarians, the members of Parliament, seeing that their gravy train, possibly for a future career in Brussels. This is one thing people don't realise, is that failed MPs who work their way up through the system, become, say, party leaders, secretaries of state, if they are pro-EU and push the EU agenda through here in the UK, even when the people vote them out of power, like people like Neil Kinnock, and there's a whole list of them, Mandelson, those people then end up with jobs and massive pensions in the European Union. So this is one of the things that makes me very sceptical about the integrity of our members of Parliament. They're not actually serving the decision which was made in 2016. It's definitely a kind of a constitutional crisis, but it also seems to me one of the hidden agendas behind all of this is it's an attempt by many people to actually make democracy look bad, to actually undermine democracy, because the people that win if we get no Brexit are the big corporations, those massive companies, some of which are now bigger than individual countries, that straddle countries. Those are the organisations that want to be ruling our fate, and they have a very easy ride in Brussels. They get what they want through lobbying in Brussels, and one of the main reasons we've had a European Economic Community, a common market, and then an EU, is so that these corporations and, incidentally, the Pentagon and the United States State Department have only one place that they have to go to twist arms and lobby, and that is Brussels. I think what Europe is now saying in countries like Greece and Italy, also France and Germany to a large extent, and of course Britain, is that we want our sovereignty back. We don't want Brussels to be the only place that makes these decisions. We want to make our own decisions, because Brussels has been taking us down the wrong road economically and, of course, with the migrant crisis. They simply haven't dealt either with the 2008 financial crisis or the migrant crisis that's happened. And so we've basically rejected the Brussels agenda in many countries. It's just that Britain has been the first that's had an actual opportunity to vote for it. And that's why Boris Johnson and the Queen are both right to ensure it happens in October and that CAN is not kicked down the road any further.
Good stuff. Always a pleasure to have you on, Tony. Thank you. Out of Bristol, Tony Gosling, investigative journalist.